live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aero Quip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, The Brokerage House, and Jennifer Scanlon.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Western Panthers against the Hastings Saxons. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Thanks for joining me this evening as the Western Panthers. Well, first, let me just say this. What a big win for the Lady Panthers here. Western completely dominating Hastings in the girls' game this evening, 64-9, just a total rout. So let's see if the boys can keep it going, hold up their end of the bargain, if you will. Been a little bit of a rough start for the Western Panthers this season, starting off 0-5 overall and 0-2 in the Interstate 8. Still searching for their first win, and of their first five games, their closest game is 9 points that they've lost to. Meanwhile, they've been beaten by Tecumseh, Chelsea, and Dexter in non-league games, and in their first two Interstate 8 games, losing to Coldwater and Penfield. So Western, of course, trying to get on track. Last season, ended up finishing 11-13 overall, 5-7 in the I-8. Ended up making it to the district championship. They beat Pinckney and Michigan Center in districts before losing to Chelsea 46-44. In this matchup individually, Western beating Hastings 61-44 and 57-37. So with this Western Panthers team, they're hoping that some of that recent history against this Hastings team will bode well for them in this one as they try to get their first win. Of course, having one night off, last took to hardwood on Tuesday, a 59-36 loss to Coldwater. Meanwhile, on the other side of the hardwood this evening, it is the Hastings Saxons. They're 2-3 overall, 1-0 in the Interstate 8. Lost their first three games of the season to Greenville, Charlotte, and Plainville. They have since bounced back with back-to-back wins over Hopkins and a Interstate 8 win over Harper Creek. Last season, really rough year for this Hastings team, which is 5-18, 1-11 in the I-8. And in the district tournament, they actually did get a win despite that rough record that they had. They still got a win in the district tournament, beating Hopkins. And then they ended up seeing their season come to an end against Holland Christian. And unfortunately for this Hastings team, just unfortunately quite some time since they've had any sort of success, especially in the regular season. Last time they had a winning record was in 2015. So we're going on 10 years now of more or less some struggles here with this Hastings program. And as evidence with that record last season, again, 5-18, they're definitely looking to at least improve on that one. I mean, hey, at this point, they've already matched their win total in the I-8 from last season, being just 1-0. They won just one I-8 game all of last season. So they obviously have a chance at this one. They've got a struggling Western team opposite them, seeing if they can at least pick up this second I-8 win and improve to 2-0, and which would be a big milestone for them on the season overall, getting back to 500 at 3-3. This Hastings team also last taken to hardwood on Tuesday. A 60-49 win over Harper Creek. Again, their first I-8 game of the season. So for this Western team, of course, we've seen with their football program, they lost a lot of quality seniors from last season, and it's been, you know, from one season to the other into this year, a pretty big drop-off for that football program. And so far, at least, looks to be a little bit of the same situation with this boys team. A couple of their games we did last year had a couple of quality seniors. Again, not the best regular season for this Western team, but again, at least still trying to get that first win, and we'll see if that'll get them on the right path tonight as they try to find some chemistry, some consistency, and try to make their way in this I-8 league. And again, they know historically, last couple of years, this Hastings team hasn't been the best, so we'll see if they're able to finally break through in this one and try to get their first win of the season. A couple of keys to the game for this Western team. They got to try to control the action early, play their game. They can't let Hastings go on a big run early. Don't get an early deficit. Got to try to get control early. Second key of the game, don't start cold. Got to start off at least, you know, pretty decently. Just slow it down. Run your offense. Don't force things. Don't rush things. And you got to try to feel out this Hastings team. Sometimes you got to take what the defense gives you, and sometimes that will cause you to make some adjustments in order to try to overcome that defense that is in front of you. But Western has to try to get control early and try to control the action against this Hastings Saxons team. And they'll try to get their first win of the season. We're going to step aside, and in 3 minutes, we will be back right here with starting lineups and tip-offs between Western and Hastings for tonight's boys basketball action right here on WKHM.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank different. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
From all of us at Wilby Transit Mix and Phelps Towing, we would like to wish you all a happy holiday season. Our family-owned businesses are thriving today thanks to years of servicing Jackson County and the surrounding areas with quality concrete and building supplies, as well as being there for the community in your time of need. We want to send a sincere thank you to all who continue to be an integral part of our businesses and also to those who help and support us every day. Without the customers and relationships we've built through the years, we wouldn't be able to be a part of the ever-expanding growth in the area. Thank you again and have a healthy and prosperous new year.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Welcome back here to Western High School for tonight's boys basketball action between the Western Panthers and the Hastings Saxons. Connor Dockery with you. Here to bring you all the action on WKHM. Starting lineups first for Hastings. It'll be Quincy Brown, Bryce Etheridge, Jack Webb, Dan Jensen, and Caden Pettengill. Head coach is Jess Webb. Meanwhile for Western, starting five is Chance Pangborn, Brody Parrott, Charlie Stevens, Jaden Willis, and Andrew Parrott. Head coach is John Moffitt. Jump ball between Parrott and Jensen. Parrott wins out, and it'll be the Panthers with the first possession of the night going from right to left in your radio dial. Western Panthers wearing their home white uniforms, gold numbers trimmed in maroon. Meanwhile for Hastings, their road navy uniforms, white numbers trimmed in gold. Turnover down in the post, getting it down low for Andrew Parrott. Had it stripped away, and Hastings goes the other direction, trying to get the first bucket of the night. Quincy Brown has it on the right-hand side, shuffles it back for Etheridge. Now dishes it off in the far corner, three ball. That one's off the mark by Webb. And the long rebound comes down to Pangborn. Brings the ball up the floor to the right wing. Splits the defense through the lane. Loses it. And it's going to be picked up by the Saxons. Two on one. Layup on the right hand is in by Etheridge. On the fast break to give the Saxons the 2-0 lead. 1 minute into quarter number one. Jaden Willis has it at the right elbow. Pull up. Tough jump shot. That one's going to be short. Great defense by Hastings. And then Jaden Willis on the rebound. He's able to poke it away from Webb. Gets the steal. And Hastings going to have their defense recover quickly. And Western will slow things down once more with Jaden Willis now standing with the ball near half court. Going to be guarded out there by Jason Jimenez. On the right-hand side, swinging around the perimeter. Now in the near side corner for Willis. Screen coming on the right. Step back, pull up at the free throw line. Rolls off the rim to the right. And a rebound tracked down by Quincy Brown. Here comes the Hastings Saxons with Jack Webb. Gets it across the timeline, met by Jaden Willis. Bounce pass on the right by Brown. Lines up the three. That's too strong. And the rebound comes down to Parrott. 2-0 still for Hastings. 2 minutes into the game. Top of the key for Brody Parrott. Gets a handoff to Andrew Parrott. Lines up the three ball. It's off to the left. And Hastings will let this one go out of bounds. Dan Jensen letting that one go. And Hastings going the other way. Bryce Etheridge throwing this one in. And it'll be Jack Webb bringing the ball up the floor. Met by Jaden Willis. Lofts it back over to Etheridge to get it the other way. Charlie Stevens guarding him closely at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Western going to try to bring in a trap. Gets it over to Jack Webb on the left. And Jaden Willis able to get his mitten on it. Gets the steal. Western going the other way, still searching for their first score. 2.5 minutes in. Floater in the lane. That's off the glass and in for Brody Parrott. And this thing is tied up at 2 apiece. 5:23 left in quarter number one. Hastings on the left wing for Jensen. Back to the top of the key for Etheridge. Has it stripped away by Stevens. Ball is loose, and then there's going to be a collision between Etheridge and Parrott. They're going to call the foul on Parrott, his first, team's first. And Hastings will throw it in on the near sideline with Etheridge. Hastings running their play on the sideline inbound. Gets it into the backcourt for Jack Webb. Closely guarded by Jaden Willis. Gets it into the front court, sprints past him, has it poked away, and as he tries to get it into the corner, a Western foul is going to be called once more, this time on Chase Pangborn. Now two team fouls against the Panthers. 5:06 left in the first quarter. Still a 2-2 tie. Both teams off to a little bit of a slow start. A couple turnovers both ways. throwing it down the left side of the basket with Webb, lobbing into the top of the key for Jimenez, and then back outside for Etheridge. Cross over to the right, gets it back over for Webb. Closely guarded by Willis, as always. Step back, top of the key. Now back to the far side corner. Jimenez trying to get it back over to Brown. Great defense down low for Andrew Parrott. Not giving him much space. Has to pass out. Brown back outside, around the perimeter, near side corner. White, three with a hand in the face. Good. Jack Webb, beg your pardon. That was him on the three-point make over Willis. And then on the other end, a lot of contact. Chance Pangborn has it blocked. And Hastings the other way, leading 5-2. A couple passes around the perimeter. Now on the low block, Jimenez backing down Parrott. Has to get it passed out again. Driving through the lane, layup in and out. Jensen, it clanged off the glass, rolled around the rim on the inside, and then squirted out at the last moment. 4:05 left in the first quarter. Western with the ball, trailing 5-2. Willis has it near half court, closely guarded by Brown. Screen coming on the left from Parrott. Gets it down low to him on a screen and roll through the lane. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Andrew Parrott. Bryce Etheridge had his feet set in the lane. He draws the charge. So Andrew Parrott, his first team third. I got a couple substitutions here. Mason Tosava in for Hastings, as well as Caden Pettengill. Now a steal far side, Andrew Parrott. Western looking for their second score. Back to the top, around the perimeter for Brody Parrott. Stopped to the right elbow, into the corner, three ball, Pangborn. Yes! Nothing but net. Not that one to fall over Pettengill. And we're tied at 5. 3:23 to go in quarter number one. Bryce Etheridge into the front court. Cross over to the right, pass Pangborn into the corner. Catch and shoot three for Tosava is off. Western quickly the other way. Hastings defense doing a really good job of getting back on D. Willis through the lane, spins out of control. Shot is way off the mark. Looking for the foul call and didn't get it. And Hastings the other direction. Jimenez through the lane, back and down. Parrott kicks to the corner and pass back outside. Back to Jimenez into the corner for Etheridge. Oh, and a travel call. Indecision to Sava. He got it and then pass faked outside and he walked. Corbell March into the game, as well as Rourke Watterson for the Western Panthers. Meanwhile, for Hastings, Jet Knopfson for Pettengill. Student section for Western, trying to get the team into the game. Still tied at 5, inside 3 minutes to go in quarter number one. Chance Pangborn has it on the left, top of the key now for Andrew Parrott. Guarded by Jimenez. Now spin move at the free throw line, into the corner, pump fake. Through the lane, jump stop at the free throw line for Stevens. Back for Watterson, turns the corner. Has it poked away, gets it back. Now back to Stevens on the ground, back up top. Pangborn, wide open three, good closeout. But he rattles it in anyways. Two triples for Pangborn. And that gives Western their first lead of the night, 8-5 over Hastings. 2 minutes left in the first. Hastings at the top of the key with Jack Webb. Guarded by Pangborn, screen coming on the left. Now going to cross over, drives through the lane, and a foul is going to be called on the drive. It'll be a blocking foul against the Panthers, their fourth team foul of the quarter. It's going to come against Corvell March. A couple substitutions again. Jaden Willis coming back in for Western. Meanwhile, Quincy Brown and Jason Jimenez are back in. Dan Jensen in as well. 1:59 left in the quarter. Hastings inbounding on the left side of the basket. Lobs it in, and it's going to be intercepted by Parrott. A lot of turnovers for both teams. Western gets it back, now trying to build a little bit of a lead. Leading by three, driving the baseline. March loses the dribble, and it's going to be stolen by Quincy Brown. Hastings quickly into the corner with Knopf. Going to pass back outside to Brown to slow down the offense. And going to be a steal on the ball. Willis has it coast to coast. Layup on the left hand is good. His first bucket And Western leads 10-5 inside 90 seconds to go in quarter number one. Harassing Etheridge all the way up the floor. Willis, very pesky defender. Tasava has it on the left. Now back on the far side for Knopf's. Pitch down low. Knopf's gets it back. Floater in the lane. That one's left short. And Andrew Parrott pulls down another rebound. Here comes Corvell March up the floor. Dribbles through the lane. Coast to coast. Floater. That one's off. Whistle the foul before the shot. That's coming against Mason Tasava. Western will get an inbound on the left side of the basket with Rourke Watterson. Quick substitution. Western tried to get it in. They didn't give it to him. Into the corner for Pangborn. Gonna dribble back out to the top of the key. Hits the pass up ahead to Williston on the far side for Watterson. Jab step, pump fake. He'll dribble back outside, guarded by Tosava. 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Now Western gonna restart their offense. Top of the key, now inside the near side corner. Pangborn pulls up, stops at the free throw line. Back outside, Andrew Parrott, three ball, just short. Rebound for Tosava, going the other way for Hastings. 35 seconds left in the first quarter, trailing Western 10-5. Quincy Brown near half court. Closely guarded, as always, by Jaden Willis. Takes a dribble down the far side corner for Etheridge. Pass fake, dribbles on the baseline. Back to the other corner, Brown, three. That's off the heel. Another Andrew Parrott rebound. He's dominating the glass in this first quarter. In for March in the corner. Final 10 seconds of quarter number one. He's trapped. Back outside to Willis. Takes a dribble down to the near side corner. Pangborn, three ball. Yes! Three triples in the first quarter. And that leads us to the end of quarter number one. Western leads 13-5 over the Hastings Saxons. We'll take a timeout. Back in 60 seconds, we'll have quarter number two between Western and Hastings. You've got high school boys basketball on WKHM.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House, wishing you a joyful Christmas season. To say thank you to this great community, our team is popping up at local coffee shops all over Jackson County throughout the month to treat you to a warm drink, a hot tea, or maybe a little extra shot of energy during this busy holiday season. Be sure to follow the Brokerage House on Facebook and Instagram for dates and locations. May your home be warm, your hearts be full, and your Christmas be bright. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Brokerage House, 517-788-8733.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's coverage of high school basketball is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Air Equip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. It's Western with a 13-5 lead over Hastings. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Hastings with the first possession of quarter number two. They got off to a 5-2 lead, and then the Western Panthers able to go on a 11-0 run, continuing right now as they get a rebound on a miss. Watterson has it at the top of the key, half spin through the lane, dishes into the corner, now driving through, offensive foul, the second charge of the game called against the Panthers. This is for Isaac Hernand into the game for the first time. Isaac Gernand. It's about 30 seconds into the second quarter. Hastings back the other way, trailing Western by eight. Quincy Brown has it in the front court, guarded by a Pangborn now. On the right, gets the switch off the screen, dribbles into the near side corner, picks up the dribble, now back outside with Knopf's. Far side for Dan Jensen, closely guarded by rebound machine Andrew Parrott. In the far side corner, gets the pass. It's going to be into the backcourt, saved by Webb. And now Hastings trying to get a quality shot here. Brown through the lane, half spin at the right elbow. Crazy layup. That one's off in traffic. Western the other direction. Throwing it down with Willis on the right wing. Back outside for Watterson. Pass fake. Back outside. Corner. Three. That one's off by Gernand. Then a rebound. Turn away, Jay, by Chance Pangborn. And he's just a scoring machine in this first half for Western. He's got 11 of the team's 15. Leading by 10 over Hastings. Hastings hasn't scored since Hector was a pup. 6:20 left in the half. Brown on the near side for Knopfs. Pump fake, floater at the right elbow. That one's short, and then gets the foul called. A little bit of a late whistle there, but it's going to come against the Panthers. Lucas Parent getting his first action in this one. And this will lead us to the first free throws of the game with Jet Knopfs. Hastings trying to end not only this scoring drought, but this extended 13-0 run for Western, and he makes the first free throw to do just that. Has one more free throw. A lot of noise being made by the student section, and he's able to ignore it, make both free throws, and that ends that run for Western as their lead cut to 8. With 6:11 to go in the first half. Now a half-court press. A couple passes by Western, able to get it into the front court, and nearly not making it in time, and Coach John Moffitt calls timeout to be safe. So we'll step aside back in 60 seconds. It's 15-7 Western over Hastings right here on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2 minutes into the second quarter, Western Panthers leading the Hastings Saxons 15-7. It'll be Western ball out of the timeout with Jaden Willis bringing it across midcourt. Now for Watterson on the right, swinging it around the perimeter for Brody Parrott on the left-hand wing. Gets it back over to Pangborn, has 11 of the team's 15 points. Andrew Parrott on the left elbow, backing down his man, kicks it back outside. Watterson goes around the defender, gets it right back down to Andrew Parrott, and he gets an easy 2 points. Great teamwork there between Parrott and Watterson. Nice little screen and roll, give and go action, generating the easy 2 points. Western leads by 10. Quincy Brown the other way. He drives through the lane and scores the layup off the glass for his first bucket. Deficit for Hastings back down to 8. 5:15 left in the first half. For Pangborn on the left. Give and go right back at the top of the key. Blows past the defender. Tries to float it down low. And it's going to be poked out of bounds by Hastings. Honestly, they could have let that one go. Kind of out of control going out of bounds. And it would have been a turnover. Instead, it's going to stay right here with Western. Inbounding on the right side of the basket with Watterson. Into the corner for Parrott. Back outside for Pangborn. Back for Watterson on the left wing. Trying to drive around his man. Stops the right elbow. Back outside for Willis. Head fake on the three. Doesn't pull. Back to the near side corner for Parrott. Pass out of control. It gets poked away by Hastings, but it goes to Watterson near half court. Going to restart their offense here. Screen on the left. Drives through the lane. Down low. Shot off the glass. No for Brody Parrott. But it is going to result in a foul and two free throws. It's going to be on Bryce Etheridge. His first team's first. And Brody Parrott at the line for two free throws. He's got 2 points so far. Spins the ball in his hands. Fires and makes. Free throw number one. Andrew Bolt in for the first time, sending Chance Pangborn to the bench. Well-deserved rest, if you ask me. Shouldering the scoring load for most of this first half. Second free throw, that one's off left. Rudy Parrott goes 1-for-2 at the line. And the Western lead is 9, Ryman accidentally. 4:35 to go in the first half. Hastings ball on the right with Jack Webb. Back outside for Quincy Brown. Guarded by Andrew Bolt. Dribble on the left, gets past the slip screen. Now kicks to the left baseline for Jensen. Back for Brown. And swing it back outside to the right-hand side. Etheridge. Back for Brown. Dribbles, stops at the free throw line. We're going to pass outside to Webb. Guarded by Willis. Trying to say he got fouled on the face. Looks like a little bit of a flop, if you ask me. No call. Back on the left side for Etheridge. Drive through the lane. Floater in and out for Jensen. And another rebound for Andrew Parrott. And we're going to get a frustration foul in the backcourt on Dan Jensen. No matter what Hastings does, they cannot keep this guy off the glass. He is just grabbing every rebound. I reckon he's got to be in double digits for rebounds by this point. We still got 3:55 to go in the first half. Some substitutions, Hastings. Mason Tosava and Baylian Marlette into the game. Sending Jensen and Brown to the bench. Full court pressure now for Hastings. They back off pretty quickly. Into the front court for Bolt. Dribbles to the top of key. Splits the defense into the near side corner. Head fake. And Watterson now has it on the left. Pump fake. Now to the left elbow for Parrott. Right hook. That one's short. Rebound for Jack Webb. Off and running for Hastings. Western's defense recovers quickly. Pull up jumper on the right baseline. That one's short. Willis pulls the rebound down. Western leads 18-9, 3:25 to go in the first half with the ball here. Brody Parrott on the right, pass fake, turns the corner, gets it off the glass and in for two, able to muscle it up and in. On that drive on the baseline, Hastings thought he was going to pass out. He ends up pulling and scoring. 5 points for Brody Parrott, and it's an 11-point lead for the Panthers. 3 minutes left in the first half on the baseline for Jimenez. Has it trapped by Parrott. And the pass outside stolen by Watterson. Doing a really good job here. Coming in off the bench. Making a big impact. Splits the defense layup. Through traffic is off the mark. But he is going to get a foul drawn. I think this is going to send him to the line. Mason Tosava commits his second foul. They actually will send Watterson to the line. They blew the whistle a little bit early. But they did say he was starting the shooting motion on that layup. So they will give him a trip to the line. Watterson trying to get on the board. Couple dribbles. Deep breath, shot, in and out. Couple bounces, doesn't fall. Dan Jensen back into the game for Hastings. Meanwhile, Willis coming back in for Western, and a timeout is called. We're back in 60 seconds. Less than 3 minutes left in the first half. Western leads by 11 on WKHM.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's coverage of high school basketball is brought to you by County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and Bailey Excavating. Western leading Hastings 20-9, 2:52 to go in the first half. Rourke Watterson at the line for the second of two free throws. He missed the first one prior to the timeout. And he does get the second one to drop. He'll head to the bench, replaced by Charlie Stevens. And Hastings going the other direction. Some full court pressure coming from Stevens and Willis. Inbound to Jensen, gives right back to Etheridge. And he'll go the other way. Now some half court pressure from Stevens. Gets the screen. And he'll get it into the front court. To the top of the key. Has to backpedal near half court. Really harassed by Stevens. Close defense. Brody Parrott now guarding him a little too closely on that pass. And he will be whistled on the foul. Brody Parrott with his second. Team's third. And Hastings will inbound on the near sideline with Bryce Etheridge. Into the backcourt for Webb. Guarded by Willis, trying to get it into the front court. Dribbles behind his back to the top of the key, crossover left. Hand out for Etheridge. Now through the lane, stopped at the left elbow, gets a hand off to Jensen, gives it right back. Etheridge pulls the three. That one's left short. Battle on the glass, and it comes down to guess who? Andrew Parrott. Rebound machine. Willis in the front court. Western leading by 12. 2:08 left in the half. Willis gets the screen, double crossover, pass into the near side corners, poked out of bounds by Jet Knopfs. And Western will throw it in the corner. Corvell March gets checked in Western's lineup, replacing Brody Parrott, playing with two fouls. Into the corner for Andrew Parrott. Backing down his man, gets around Jimenez, dishes into the far side corner. Willis wide open, three ball. That one's left short. And then a foul on the rebound. Over the back foul, going to be called against Bryce Etheridge. His second, jumping over Stevens to try to pull that one in. But you get whistled for that contact. Jack Webb to the bench for Hastings, replaced by Brown. And now Chance Pangborn back in for Andrew Bolt for the Panthers. Inbound on the right side of the basket for Western. Into March. Going to try to dribble around Jensen. Floats it back up off the glass. No. Gets it on rebound. Put back. No. Rebound for Jimenez. And here comes Quincy Brown the other way for the Saxons. Etheridge to the top of the key. Going to stop at the free throw line. Back to the near side corner. Pump fake for Knopfs. Doesn't pull. Back around the perimeter. Etheridge through the lane. Took the bump. Finds it back underneath the basket. And then a foul ultimately called against Western. It'll be on Charlie Stevens, his first, team's fourth. So every defensive foul the rest of the half against the Panthers will send Hastings to the free throw line. Logan Kimmel getting his first action now. He checks in for Quincy Brown. Wasting Hastings to the top of the key for Jensen. Now a three ball on the left wing. That one's up and in for Knopfs. He's got five. And that trims the deficit back down to 9. 1:15 left in the half. Western leads 21-12. Willis has it on the right. Back of the corner for Stevens. Gets the off-ball feed on the screen. Pass outside to Pangborn. Pass fake out. Dribbles back to the left wing. Now on the right. Couldn't get the angle. Pump fake at the free throw line. He pulls anyways. Mid-range jumper is off. Andrew Parrott pulls down another rebound. And a foul is going to be committed against Hastings, trying to strip it away. This guy cannot be stopped on the glass. Dan Jensen commits his second foul. And now Western is in the bonus, sending Andrew Parrott to the line for a couple of free throws. He's got 2 points so far on the night. Free throw number one. That one is good after a couple of bounces. Jack Webb and Caden Pettengill both in for Hastings in between free throws, as well as Quincy Brown. Andrew Parrott, one more shot at the line. Free throws good. He's got four, Western by 11. 50 seconds left in the half. Into the front court for Jet Knopfs. Top of the key guarded by Pangborn. Now for Webb on the right. Has it stripped away by Willis again, but it's going to roll out of bounds. Last touch by Willis. And Hastings will Inbound on the near side. Jack Webb trying to have a chat with the officials, saying that Willis committed a foul. Officials have been letting some contact go for both sides. Very even officiating. Doesn't matter if you want to be ticky-tack or if you want to let some contact go, as long as you're even for both teams. And they've been doing that so far. Very good officiating so far. Webb into the front court. 30 seconds left in the half. Hastings moving the ball around. Now for Jimenez on the right elbow, back outside. Picks up the dribble, three ball, Webb on the handoff. That one's too strong. Long rebound out to Willis. Getting the outlet pass up ahead to Stevens. Layup is in on the left hand for his first bucket. And that pushes the Western lead out to 13. Final 7 seconds of the half. And then a foul committed on Rourke Watterson, who checked in during that last stoppage, trying to pick the pocket of Knopf's. And instead, this is going to send Jet Knopf's to the line for two bonus free throws, as Western now in the penalty with their fifth team foul. Knopf's 5 points off the bench for the Saxons. A couple dribbles, and the first free throw's in. Pangborn and Isaac Gurnett both into the game for Western. One more free throw coming up for Knopf's. Now gets the ball from the official. Deep breath, two dribbles. Shot too strong. Rebound tipped away. Brown has the offensive rebound. Put back, no. Gets another offensive rebound in the corner. And that will be the end of half number one. Western leads Hastings 25-13. We'll take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to break down what we saw in this first half. So stick around. You've got boys high school basketball right here on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
From all of us at Wilby Transit Mix and Phelps Towing, we would like to wish you all a happy holiday season. Our family-owned businesses are thriving today thanks to years of servicing Jackson County and the surrounding areas with quality concrete and building supplies, as well as being there for the community in your time of need. We want to send a sincere thank you to all who continue to be an integral part of our businesses and also to those who help and support us every day. Without the customers and relationships we've built through the years, we wouldn't be able to be a part of the ever-expanding growth in the area. Thank you again and have a healthy and prosperous new year.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We are back at Western High School for tonight's boys basketball action between the Western Panthers and the Hastings Saxons. Western with a 25-13 advantage at the halftime. Walker, Connor Dockery with you on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM as they're honoring a couple of 2021 teams here at Western, the girls track and field 2021 state runner-up team, and then, of course, the girls basketball Final Four team from 2021. Really cool stuff here from Western High School. Meanwhile, for tonight's game, Western, really slow start offensively. Took them a little bit before they finally got on the board. They trailed 5-2 early to Hastings, but then immediately went on a 11-0 run to close the first quarter up 13-5. Going into the second quarter, a little bit more even in the scoring in the second quarter, but Western able to grow their lead, outscoring Hastings 12-8. For the Western Panthers, leading scorer is Chance Pangborn, 11 points, all of those coming in that first quarter. He had 11 of his team's 15 points at one point. Meanwhile, we've got Brody Parrott with 5 points, Andrew Parrott with 4. 2 points each for Jaden Willis and Charlie Stevens, and then 1 point off the bench for Rourke Watterson. Meanwhile, for the Hastings Saxons, leading scorer is off the bench, Jet Knopfs. He's got 6 points. Meanwhile, Jack Webb has 3. Bryce Etheridge and Quincy Brown both have 2 points apiece. Western, what they're doing really well in this first half, I mean, they're just playing good, tough defense. It all starts at the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they're guarding players all the way out to half court, specifically Jaden Willis doing a really good job out there, pressuring specifically Jack Webb, able to get the ball poked loose a couple times, just really making it tough for him to even dribble. And Hastings, they're trying to move the ball around, but as soon as they get in the paint, I mean, Western's just really outmatching them here in the paint. Hastings has a couple of tall dudes with the likes of Jason Jimenez and Dan Jensen, but, I mean, Western, down low specifically, Andrew Parrott, I mean, this guy, he just is grabbing every single rebound right now, and that contributes to the struggles that Hastings has had in this first half. It's been tough for them to even get a clean shot, much less if they do get a shot up and they miss, they have no chance at a second chance opportunity. They have no chance at these offensive rebounds because Andrew Parrott is there to just grab every single rebound. Meanwhile, Western offensively, they're doing a good job. They're moving the ball around. They're getting these driving kicks. They're getting into the paint consistently. They're getting some contact. They're getting some trips to the line. And, I mean, they're getting points from everywhere. They're getting points in the paint. They're getting points at the free throw line. And they got a couple of three balls as well. Notably, Chance Pangborn hit 3 triples in that first quarter. So for the Western Panthers in this second half of play, I mean, hey, keep it up. As I mentioned, it's all started on the defensive side of the ball. Holding Hastings to just 5 points in the first quarter, that's terrific stuff. Got to keep it up. Keep playing that hard defense. Grab every single rebound. I mean, Andrew Parrott, he's been a monster. I would expect Hastings to try to work up a game plan in the second half to try to keep this guy out of the paint because, I mean, this guy, he's just unstoppable right now, just getting every single rebound on both ends of the floor. Hastings, meanwhile, I mean, they haven't really tried a whole lot of three-pointers in this one, but they haven't really fallen. They got one three-ball to go in that first quarter, but since then haven't been able to get any looks really cleanly from out there. And again, every time they try to get into the paint, it's just been a lot of tough shots. So Hastings trying to get into a rhythm. I would expect them to try to make some adjustments at halftime to get better looks and to try to take Andrew Perry out of the paint, because what they're doing right now is just not working. He's just getting every single rebound, and that's been a huge contributor to Western's success. Meanwhile, I would imagine defensively going to try to do something to stifle Western offense. Western, again, first couple minutes of the game, it was a struggle just to try to score, get on the board. And what was happening is Hastings was forcing a lot of turnovers. I imagine in the second half, Hastings is going to try to force some more turnovers, try to disrupt this Western Panther rhythm. Once again, halftime score is Western 25 and Hastings 13. That'll do it for our halftime coverage of tonight's boys basketball action. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the second half of play between Western and Hastings. This is boys high school basketball on WKHM.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7, from compact to industrial, and for a limited time. All Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House, wishing you a joyful Christmas season. To say thank you to this great community, our team is popping up at local coffee shops all over Jackson County throughout the month to treat you to a warm drink, a hot tea, or maybe a little extra shot of energy during this busy holiday season. Be sure to follow the Brokerage House on Facebook and Instagram for dates and locations. May your home be warm, your hearts be full, and your Christmas be bright. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Brokerage House, 517-788-8733.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
25-13 lead for the Western Panthers over the Hastings Saxons. Now opening the third quarter with possession. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM for tonight's coverage of high school boys basketball. Jake Willis has it on the baseline. And a jump ball is going to be forced by Quincy Brown matching up with him as the possession arrow will go in favor of Hastings, forcing a quick turnover to open this third quarter. Hastings going from right to left on your radio dial for this second half of play. Some loose half-court pressure from Western. They back off pretty quickly. Quincy Brown has it at the top of the key. He's guarded by Pangborn. Battle at the top. Going to look for the screen. Brown dribbles past anyways. Etheridge now gets the screen on the right from Jimenez. Back over for Webb. Lops it back over to Etheridge. Trying to work for an open shot, but Western's defense has been very tough tonight. On the right-hand side, Etheridge picking up his dribble down for Brown. Floater off the glass, no. More great defense by Stevens and the Panthers. Western with the ball. Western with a screen. Willis goes around for Andrew Parrott. Back on the far side for Brody Parrott. Back up top for Willis. Another screen coming from Parrott. Picks up his dribble on the right for Stevens. Give and go. Down low for Andrew Parrott. He's able to get it off the glass and in. Nice right hook over Jimenez. And he's up to 6 points. Western largely to the night. 14 over Hastings. About 90 seconds into quarter number three. Webb has it at the top of the key for Jimenez. Slings it back over to Brown on the right. Sets the screen for him. Stopped at the free throw line. Now two passes into the near side corner for Etheridge. Stopped on the block. Back down low for Jimenez. Left hook over Parrott. Able to muscle it up and in. Great footwork for Jimenez, creating that opening. And he gets his first bucket. Western the other way, leading by 12. 6 minutes left in the third. Back outside. Three ball. That one's too strong for Brody Parrott. Off the heel and rebounded by Jimenez. Here comes Bryce Etheridge for the Saxons. Passing into the far side corner for Quincy Brown. Gets the screen. Screen and roll down low. Pass is tipped away. And then a foul is going to be committed on Charlie Stevens. Trying to intercept that pass, making a lot of contact. That's his second personal first team foul. And now for Hastings, they'll throw it in on the right side of the basket with Jack Webb. Into the far side corner for Dan Jensen. Back to Webb in the corner. Three ball. That one's short. And then rebound down to Stevens. Reaching foul for Dan Jensen. He got a lot of ball on that one. You're actually going to call that one on Jason Jimenez. His first team's first. Regardless, Western going the other way. Leading 27-15. 5:40. Left in quarter number three, it's Jaden Willis walking the ball up the floor, guarded by Quincy Brown. Crossover left, right, then left. Back to the far side corner for Stevens. Pangborn has it back outside for Andrew Parrott. Couple dribbles, fakes the handoff. He's going to go down low against Jimenez. Double team now, passes back outside to Willis. Dribbles to the right wing, fakes the screen, crossover left. Picks up the dribble, bounce pass back up top for Andrew Parrott. Fakes the pass left, drives through the lane, splits the defense, blocked from behind by Jensen, and it'll go out of bounds, last touch by the Saxons. It'll be Western inbounding on the right side of the basket with Chance Pangborn throwing it in. Western running their play now in for Willis on the near side corner. Back outside for Pangborn again, 11 points all early in the first half. Drives through the lane, he gets hammered. On the layup attempt, and this will send Pangborn to the line for two. It's going to be against Bryce Etheridge, his third personal foul. So Chance Pangborn at the line for two. He's got, again, 11 points all from the first half. 3 minutes into quarter number three. Looking to extend the Western lead, and he gets the first free throw to drop. Got one more free throw attempt. We got a substitution here. Jet Knopf's into the game. Again, leading scorer for Hastings in the first half off the bench. Pangborn makes both. And Western's lead is out to 14 again, 29-15. Hastings the other way with Quincy Brown across the timeline, guarded by Pangborn. Hastings trying to run their offense. Brown looking for a screen on the left, sends his teammate away. Dribbles to the left elbow, gets the handoff for Knopf's. Screen up top for Jimenez. Now a give and go. Miscommunication. It's thrown away. Stolen by Pangborn. Careless turnover for Hastings. Pangborn to the top of the key. Screen on the right by Parrott. Picks up the dribble. Thought about the three. Didn't pull the trigger. Back to Parrott on the right. And for Pangborn. Drives on the baseline against Jensen. Stops the low block. Fall away. Jay. That's a tough shot. And it's off the mark. Rebound for Jimenez. Hastings the other way. A 3-on-4. Western, good recovery defensively. Into the near side corner for Jensen. Back on the right for Brown. Now outside for Knopfs. Guarded by Stevens, dribbles to the left elbow. Picks it up back outside for Jensen and in the far side corner for Brown. Screen coming on the right, he goes to the left. Half spin, poked away, pulls it back outside. Head fake for Knopfs at the free throw line. Back on the left corner, three ball up and in for Dan Jensen. His first score. And that trims Western's lead down to 11. Jaden Willis coast-to-coast quickly the other way, able to muscle it up and in traffic for his second bucket. It's 31-18, Western over Hastings, 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Hastings ball on the right, head fake for Knopfs, picks up his dribble back outside for Jack Webb. Guarded closely by Willis as he has all game, and Willis pokes the ball away, one-on-one contested fast break, layup is off the glass, blocked, ruled a goaltending by Jimenez, got there way too late. Great recognition by Willis, sensing the defender coming in closely from behind, made sure to at least get it off the glass as Jimenez late on the block. So that gives Willis his fifth and sixth points of the evening, and Western leads by 15 points, large lead of the game. 3:05 left in the third. Brown to the top for Knopfs. And back outside for Tasava checking back in. Pass poked away. Brody Parrott gets another Western steal. Forcing a ton of turnovers this evening, making it very tough on Hastings to get into any sort of offensive rhythm. Willis, couple crossovers, gets off the screen to the right. Now to the near side corner for Stevens. Back outside for Pangborn. Good closeout for Tasava. Drives through the lane. Tough contact. Muscles it up and in. Chance Pangborn with an incredible score. And then another bad Hastings turnover. Miscommunication on the inbounds. Ball just goes straight out of bounds on the near sideline. Unforced errors. Hastings, you can tell they're getting frustrated in this one with all the mistakes that they've made. And Western playing tough basketball on both ends against them. Couple substitutions. Corvell March back into the game for the Panthers. As well as Caden Pettengill back in for Hastings. 2:25 left in the third. Western with the ball. March has it on the right. He's going to be bumped. Defensive foul against Caden Pettengill. That's his first. And now an inbound on the near sideline for the Panthers with Jaden Willis. Ooh, miscommunication, but it goes to Pangborn. See, at least Western's gotten lucky with some of their errors. Hastings hasn't been able to make them pay. Now down low for Andrew Parrott, able to get good footwork. Spin move, left hook off the glass, and in for the score. Parrott's got 8, and now that Western lead continues to tick north, 37-18, less than 2 minutes to go in the third. Hastings in the near corner, three ball in and out for Tasava. Here comes Western the other way. In the near side corner for March, three ball off. Long rebound, fought for, shuffles back outside. Willis has it, and then turned right back over, trying to sling it back over for Pangborn on the other wing. And it goes straight towards Western's bench and out of bounds. Quincy Brown back in after a short timeout for Hastings, as well as Dan Jensen. Hastings inbounding in front of Western's bench on the far sideline. With Jet Knopfs. Another substitution, Lucas Parrott back in for Andrew. And then Rourke Watterson. And boy, a lot of late substitutions as we try to continue play. Sending Stevens to the bench. Here we go. Hastings up the floor now with Etheridge playing with three personal fouls. Closely guarded by Watterson. Granted left by Jensen. He goes to the right. Dribbles to the baseline back outside. Jensen, straightaway three ball. That one's up and in despite a good closeout by Corvell March. He's got six, both from downtown and in this quarter. As we got a chance, Pangborn floater off the glass on the other end. He's got 17 of Western's 39 points, leading by 18 once more. 70 seconds left in quarter number three. Hastings off the screen on the right. Etheridge through the lane. What? Out of bounds by March. It's out of bounds and it stays here with Hastings. Jason Jimenez back in for Jet Knopfs. Another substitution as well. Andrew Parrott back in for Lucas Parrott. Quick little substitution there just to give Andrew a break. In the far side corner, Brown for three. That one's strong. And a long rebound out to the near side corner for Rourke Watterson. 50 seconds left in the third. Pangborn to the opposite wing for Willis. Dribbles to the near side corner. Back to the free throw line for March. Spin move. Kicks it back outside. Willis, head fake on the three. Pulls up for a baseline two. 15 out. That one's off the heel. Rebound lost out of bounds. Last touched by the Saxons. Trying to chase it down, but it instead rewards Western with another try. 37 seconds left in the third. Watterson inbounding, gets it to the left elbow for March. Tough shot off the glass, in and out. Rebound fought for and brought in by Etheridge. Western gets back defensively, and Willis picks it off. 2-on-1 the other way. Andrew Parrott, layup off the glass, is in. As Etheridge tried to draw the charge, didn't get the call. Parrott with 10 now, and it's a 20-point Western lead. 10 seconds left in the third. Hastings with the ball. Etheridge has it stolen away by Watterson again. Dribbles to the left wing. 3 seconds. March, three ball at the buzzer. That one's left short. But Western going into the fourth and final quarter with a commanding 41-21 lead over the Hastings Saxons. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's high school basketball coverage is brought to you by American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency. Connor Dockery with you from Western High School as the Panthers lead the Hastings Saxons 41-21. Out of the fourth quarter break, Gordy Parrott blowing a layup, and now Hastings going the other direction. Top of the key with Jack Webb. Drives through the lane, loses the dribble, kicks it back outside, and then Dan Jensen able to collect it before it goes out of bounds. A little dribble to the top of the key for Quincy Brown. Screen on the left, he goes right. Now Jack Webb hesitates, fires a deep three. That's off the front iron. And rebound for Willis. That was at NBA range. But Jack Webb has just not been able to find his shot tonight. He had an early three-pointer. But it's been nothing but bricks since then. Watterson has it at the top. Now for Pangborn on the wing. Driving through the lane for Andrew Parrott. Kicks back outside for Watterson. Great ball movement for Western. Willis on the left wing. Screen coming on the right for Brody Parrott. Back for Andrew Parrott up top. More passing. Pangborn drives on the baseline. Tough shot. No. Might have been blocked from behind. And then Brody Parrott will tip the rebound out of bounds on the baseline. Hastings the other way. Substitution. Mason Tosava in for Bryce Etheridge for Hastings. Here come the Saxons the other way. Quincy Brown bringing the ball up. Met by Rourke Watterson at half court. Couple dribbles. Crosses over to the right. Can't blow past him. Hand off for Tosava and then for Webb. Watterson gets the switch up top. Screen coming over. He goes back to the right. Now back for Jensen up top. Dribbles through. Has a poke from behind for Willis. He gets another steal. Gets the outlet pass. He'll dribble it back out to the perimeter as the defense recovered quickly with Brown right behind him. Didn't feel comfortable enough taking that layup. But regardless, Western forcing another turnover. A lot of steals. A lot of rebounds. They've dominated the glass in this one with Andrew Parrott. They've kind of kept him off the glass in the second half, but it doesn't matter. They keep growing their lead as Chance Pangborn through the lane. Takes the contact. Didn't get the whistle. Straight up and down was Jimenez. Outlet pass to Brown. Layup is good off the glass. And the foul is called. And he will have a chance at a three-point play for Hastings. That also gives us our first score for either team here in quarter number four. It is 41-23. In favor of Western, with Quincy Brown at the line for Hastings. Jet Knopf checks in for Jack Webb. And the and one free throw is off. Jensen gets the offensive rebound, put back off the glass, no. And then Jimenez pokes the rebound out of bounds. So Western will take over. Isaac Gernon checks in for the Panthers, sending Brody Parrott to the bench. Full court press coming for Hastings. Into Watterson, immediately back to Gernon. Picks up the dribble back to Watterson. Gets it across the timeline quickly. Dribbles all the way to the rim, kicks it back outside. Three ball, Gernon. That one short, bounces off the top of the backboard, and it will be ruled out of bounds as it touched the support beam. 18-point Western lead. Hastings ball across the midcourt. 5.5 to go in quarter number four. Top of the key for Knopf's. Swing it around near side corner for Brown. Pump fake. Drives on the baseline around Willis. Lost the dribble. Gets it on the ground. Gets it back outside. Good ball movement for the Saxons. Floater in the lane. Good. Off the glass for Dan Jensen. A lot of good scoring. All 8 of his points in the second half, but Hastings going to need a lot more than that, especially on the defensive side of the ball if they want to try to come back. Corner three off by Pangborn, but an offensive rebound by Gernon. Another chance here for Western, leading by 16 with less than 5 minutes to go. Watterson has it at the top. Makes the screen back for Willis on the left wing. Directing traffic with his offhand. Now going through the lane. Ball pinballs out of bounds. Official on the baseline says it was last touched by Willis. And Hastings going the other way off that turnover. Hastings starting to get stops. Western, no points in this fourth quarter. Kind of an inverse. They started slow, and now they're kind of finishing slow as well. But able to build up a big lead as Jensen cuts on the baseline, gets the layup off the glass and in on the right hand. He's got 10, and Hastings now trails by 14 points. 4:15 left. Willis has it in the front court. Stops on the right wing. Western just feels like they've kind of taken their foot off the gas here. On to Pangborn on the far side. Gets the screen from Gurney. Screen coming again from Andrew Parrott. And then a foul called on the handoff. It's going to be against Quincy Brown, it looks like. That's his first. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. 4:02 left in the fourth. Western leads 41-27. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating. Western leads 41-27 out of the timeout as the inbound is going to be poked out of bounds by Quincy Brown. 4 minutes left in this one. Western able to lead by as many as 20 points going into the fourth quarter, but halfway through this fourth, Western has been outscored 6-0. Willis able to get it into the front court. Now back outside for Brody Perry. Hastings trying to keep getting stops, trying to slowly but surely work their way back in this one. Now, down by 14 points with 4 minutes left. That's a tough deficit to overcome, given the time situation and no shot clock. But, I mean, hey, if they keep getting stops, chip away at the lead, they can try to put the pressure on Western. Watterson into the front court. Back on the far side, gets it tipped and stolen away by Etheridge. Into the front court for Jack Webb. Swings it back over to Etheridge on the right. Pass fake out, goes back to Webb, and then on the near side for Brown. Fires the three, it's short. And then Western will let it go out of bounds. Getting the stop there. Now Western, again, trying to get on the board. Still no points in this quarter, despite leading by 14. Western gets the inbound to Andrew Parrott. Give and go back and forth with Willis as Hastings is bringing a half-court press. Ooh, thrown away, trying to get it up ahead to Rourke Watterson, but threw it a little bit too high, and it goes out of bounds on the opposite corner. Hastings the other direction. Boy, the Saxons. I know Hastings, you know, they're going up against a Western team that's kind of put their, you know, foot off the gas pedal a little bit in this fourth quarter, but they needed this defensive effort earlier. Willis the other way, fall away jumper in the lane, muscles it up and in, and gets the foul called. It counts. He will get a trip to the free throw line for an and one. Jason Jimenez commits his second foul of the evening. And Jade Willis with 8 points has a chance to get number 9 right here at the free throw line. A towel was thrown in to clean up a wet spot in the lane just inside the right elbow. As the official is finishing up the cleanup job there with his foot. He gives the towel right back over to the Western sideline. I will be honest, a bit of a poor throw there. Maybe a little bit too much play-by-play action here. 3:01 left as Willis does get the 3-point play to fall on that free throw. Finally gets Western on the board in this fourth quarter. They lead 44-27. Hastings ball top of the key with Brown. Stops in the right elbow and shuffles it back outside to Jensen. Jab step, dribbles onto the baseline, harassed by Parrott. Pass away is through the fingertips of Jimenez and picked up by Western. Another Hastings turnover. We've said that a lot this evening. And now Watterson is going to have a foul called on Dan Jensen reaching in. That's his third, team's fourth. Now a full swap right here. Hastings is going to wave the white flag. They're going to bring in their bench unit right here with Logan Kimmel, Balian Marlette, Alexi Ruiz, and Luke Hoffman. Here we go with Western now on the baseline for Parrott. Back outside for Pangborn. Western moving the ball around the perimeter back onto the far sideline. Back around left wing for Watterson. Back for Stevens in the corner. Give and go back with him. Half spin for Watterson. Gets the screen. Going to dribble it back outside. Dribbles to the right. Back over for Pangborn on the right. Guarded closely by Kimmel. Drives to the baseline and muscled up and in by Pangborn, who's now got 19 to lead all scorers. Western rebuilds their lead back out to 19 with less than 2 minutes to go. Pass inside, stolen away by Andrew Parrott. And now Western getting a lot of cheers here from their fans as they're going to start subbing in some of their bench players. Brody Parrott dribbles to the left elbow, up and under. Step through is going to result in a foul and a trip to the line. Even if it was a non-shooting foul, Western is now in the bonus anyways. So these would be bonus free throws. Brody Parrott with 5 points. Has a chance to add to that here. First free throw's off right. So we got some substitutions. We've got Anthony Miller. We've got Calvin Rice into the game. Getting some cheers here from the Western crowd. Seeing some of these lesser used players. Free throw is off the mark. Misses both, but he gets his own rebound right at the free throw line. So Western has it once again. Now back on the right-hand side, on the baseline, up and under, off the glass and in. That was Calvin Rice getting the bucket. You can hear the student section erupt, showing a lot of support here for Rice. And then Hastings turns it over on the other end, pass right through the fingertips of Kimmel. Also into the game, De'Avion Hughes for the Panthers. Final 70 seconds of this one. Western on their way to their first win of the season. Up 21 over Hastings. Not only first win of the season overall, but also first I-8 win. And going to be lost on the far sideline by Anthony Miller. Had it stripped away by Hastings, and as he tried to regain his dribble, it was lost out of bounds. Here comes Josh Grace up the floor, getting his first action for Hastings. Got basically a full JV game going right here. On the baseline, cut off on the low block. Kicks back outside to Ruiz. Jump stop back outside for Hoffman. Drives through the lane, back over for Kimmel. Crosses over, stops, looking for the handoff, gets it on the baseline. Hoffman back outside for Kimmel. And around for Josh Grace. 30 seconds left in the fourth. Couple dribbles back outside. Hastings trying to get a quality shot here. Has it poked away. Now down low. Shot off the glass. That one's off for Cade Roberts, who also just checked in. Final 15 seconds. Western can dribble this thing out. Dribbling on the left. Gets the handoff for Rice. And he's going to dribble. Step back. And he's not going to shoot it. That's going to be it. Final score, Western leads. Western wins, I should say, 48-27. And they get their first win of the season. We're going to take a timeout. And when we come back, we're going to recap this one and how Western got their first win. This is boys high school basketball at WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Is a leaky faucet driving you crazy? Or maybe that running toilet just won't stop running? At Grimes Plumbing, we handle all your plumbing problems. From clogged drains, leaky faucets, to hot water heater repair and replacement. Don't let plumbing issues ruin your day. Our expert team is just a call away. At 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final score this evening for our boys basketball action. Western Panthers gets their first win of the season, 48-27 over the Hastings Saxons. It was a pretty slow start for Western. They trailed 5-2 several minutes into the first, ended up ending the first on a 11-0 scoring run. And they just continued to really grow their lead from there. They outscored Hastings in all four quarters. And, I mean, they held Hastings to single-digit scoring in all four quarters as well, which is just impressive stuff, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they not only got consistent stops, consistent turnovers defensively, but they just dominated on the glass. They really dominated Hastings in pretty much almost all facets, so... Again, a really strong effort tonight by Western to get that first win. They're led by Chance Pangborn, 19 points. Also got 10 points from Andrew Parrott. I reckon easily a double-double with how many rebounds he pulled in. 9 points for Jaden Willis, 5 for Brody Parrott, 4, beg your pardon, 2 each for Charlie Stevens and Calvin Rice, and then 1 for Rourke Watterson. Meanwhile, for Hastings Saxons, leading scorer was Dan Jensen, 10 points, all of those coming in the second half. Jet Knopfs finished with 6 points. Quincy Brown with 4, 3 for Jack Webb, and 2 each for Bryce Etheridge and for Jason Jimenez. So, again, Western, I mean, not much more to say. Just dominating effort, both sides of the ball, and just really good effort. Good to see them get their first win of the season as they improve to 1-5. Hastings drops to 2-4, and Western in their next game be taking on Lakeview on the road on Saturday. Try to now get a little bit of a win streak going as they try to start racking up wins, see how much momentum that this win gives them. That'll wrap things up for us this evening. One more time, final score, Western 48, Hastings 27 for Luke Moorhead. Holding down the fort back in the studio. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school basketball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and the Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.